The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for joining this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Good Ranchers. If you're interested, you want more information, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum to get more information.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with 1.9 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum. YouTube is blowing up. My website is blowing up, theofficertatum.com. I want to continue speaking about Roe v. Wade. Liberals are literally losing their salvation, if they ever had any, over a Supreme Court decision to leave it up to the states to make the decision whether or not abortion should be limited in a more conducive way, or should it be all out banned, or for them to allow you to have an abortion clear through the time of birth. Now, one thing that doesn't make any sense to me, but I understand why they're doing this. The reason that I understand why they're doing this, or the reason that they're doing this, because they're crazy. It doesn't make sense to me because I'm a rational person. And why would you be protesting and burning things in a state like California, which your abortion rights have not changed? Just make it make sense to me. The Supreme Court justice, the Supreme Court of the United States of America, determined that abortion protection isn't constitutional. That's all it is. They didn't change the law. They only made the decision to say this is technically not protected under the United States Constitution based on the way the Constitution is interpreted. And so now the states have to make the decision whether or not they want full throttle genocide of the unborn, or they want restrictions. Now, restrictions may vary. These liberal states, and let me show y'all how ridiculous this is going to be. Not just show you, but let me speak to you about how ridiculous this is going to be. Now, the states that have abortion laws, or have, you know, I would say a more broad perspective on abortions, which means that they allow people to have abortions in the third trimester. Now, if they are about what they're preaching, and they're claiming they're for the people, then they should allow abortions all the way through the baby coming out of the womb. There are, I forget the name of the type of abortion, but if the baby is halfway out the birth canal, they can choose to have an abortion of that baby. Now, the interesting thing is going to be that these states that are highly liberal are going to still allow restrictions on abortions, to be honest. Even though the Supreme Court has given them the decision making, and it said, whatever y'all choose to do as a state, that's on you. I almost guarantee you 100% many of these states are going to still have a level of restrictions. Why? Because it does not make sense for women to just be having abortions on demand. It's not, I would argue, it's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for you psychologically. It's not healthy for a population of people, and it encourages you to make poor decisions. It's really that simple. But we will continue to see foolery as this relates to ill-informed, uninformed, ignorant people of our society who want to be mad just for the sake of being mad. And there are politicians out here, and I'm going to have my people get the clip of Lori Dirtyfoot. She literally said, F Clarence Thomas, in one of her speeches. You're talking about a mayor that has the worst crime rate out of any city in the United States of America. She's the top city that is the most violent and undesirable. And her focus is not on the inner city violence. And because the inner city violence is not just in the inner city, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if people have recognized that or not. When you have a portion of your city that is overrun by violence, crime, drugs, and et cetera, those people don't just stay in a boundary. They begin to matriculate down through the rest of the city, down through downtown, where they normally don't have the violence that you see now. They're having it more often because these people are now going to other places in the city. I had a friend, I smoked cigars with him. He's from Chicago and had mentioned that there was places that years ago used to be safe. You could leave your car unlocked and you'll be fine. Now you leave your car unlocked, your car is gone. You can chalk it up as your car is gone. It's either broken into or gone. And a woman, it's not even just she's a woman. A leader that focuses on a decision that was made by the Supreme Court, which her state has the ability to not abide by. They can have as much abortion on demand if they wanted to in Chicago, Illinois, or in Illinois as a state. But yet you're F. Clarence Thomas. They use this as a political talking point. That's what they're going to do. Because many of these places that are gung-ho leftists, they can't just say, oh, good, we have control, the Supreme Court is out of our lives, right? Remember when they said they don't want the government to be in the lives of women? The federal government said, we're not in your life. We're not in your life. Do you, boo? And that's not good enough. But I got a couple clips I want to play because I want you to see the dire stupidity of many of these people, including people from The View, which I don't know how that's even a show. Maybe the deranged amongst us corral together and watch this show every day to feel good about themselves. But I want you to play the clip from Whoopi Goldberg, clip 3. Listen to what this woman said.
On the menu now. Contraception's on the menu. Gay marriage is now probably going to be overturned. Affirmative action is no
more. We were not in the Constitution either. Well, we were not even people
in the
Constitution.
He is saying nothing is precedent anymore.
Well, you better hope that they don't come for you, Clarence, and say you should not be married to your wife, who happens to be white. Because they will move back. And you better hope that nobody says, you know, well, you're not in the Constitution. You're back to being a quarter of a person.
We're back to the 15th.
There's so much to unpack here that we're not in the Constitution. You know how stupid that sound? Who's not in the Constitution? All people are in the Constitution of the United States of America, especially if you're a citizen of the United States of America. There is even protections for people who are illegal that come to our country. It's called due process. They allow illegal aliens to have due process in our country. They're not even citizens. And then she said, you better hope they don't. He's in the Supreme Court. What you mean they? He will be making a decision to overturn his marriage between him and his wife, who is white. These women are dumb. Just tell me you suffering from menopause without telling me you suffering from menopause. These people are dumb. And I'm not saying every woman suffering from menopause is dumb, but I'm saying that it causes you to, in some cases, to not think correctly and have emotional outbursts and hot flashes and all kind of stuff. And I would imagine, not being a woman, I would imagine that's pretty a difficult thing to go through. And when you see these women out here, you know that they're going through something to make them act and think the way they do. It is very clear that they want to fearmonger you. Whether you are bumping and grinding, pumping and sweating, and having children that you can control, that's very different than the color of your skin. Can we at least admit to this? That if you don't want to have an abortion, you don't have children. How do you not have children, Mr. Tatum? You don't have relations. It's really that simple. That's a decision that many responsible people have to make on a day-to-day basis. Can I afford to have more children? The answer is no. Then, hey, we need to take some action so we don't get pregnant again. because we can't afford it. How is it that responsible people make this decision and it's totally fine, but then irresponsible people, somehow because you don't have enough money, somehow they believe you're dumb. You know that you shouldn't have 5 or 6 kids and you're on food stamps. Why do I have to pay for that? Why does society have to suffer from you being an idiot? And to be honest, it's okay to have children and it's okay to work hard to take care of them. But what is not okay is that you have no accountability for your actions. It's just like a DUI. How do you avoid getting a DUI? You don't drink and drive. It's that simple. Nobody's going to force you in a car and throw some whiskey down your throat and make you drive. That's not going to happen. Nobody's going to push Tyrone on top of you and make you have a baby. That's your decision making. And whether you're white or black has nothing to do with the decision that you've made. It is literally the color of your skin, which you cannot control. So overturning interracial marriage is a complete different scenario than murdering unborn children because you're negligent and you don't even care to try with birth control and all kind of other stuff that's out there. Why are we even having this conversation, ladies and gentlemen? It is pointless. Hold the phone. We'll be back after the break. Summer grilling is upon us, and if you're looking for a perfect cut to put on a grill this year, look no further. Good Ranchers is the place to get American beef, chicken, and seafood this summer. They sell 100% American meat shipped to your front door, and right now, they're giving away 2 free 18-ounce prime center cut ribeyes to every person that use my code Tatum. That's over 2 pounds of prime ribeye steak at no cost to you. With Father's Day coming up and all the summer events, this is a perfect time to try a box of Good Ranchers. You can make a one-time purchase or subscribe and save $25 off every box. Plus, you'll get 2 free 18-ounce boneless ribeyes. Other places will charge you well over $50 a steak to get ribeyes like these. But Good Ranchers is giving them to you for free when you go to goodranchers.com/Tatum. This is a limited stock item. Right now, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum and use my code Tatum at the checkout and get your 2 free 18-ounce ribeyes. Start the summer off right with Good Ranchers American meat delivery.
Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Now, I heard a conversation from some liberals. Well, it was actually a conservative interviewing liberals on the streets. And y'all know how man on the street stuff go. These liberals are out of control when they actually get confronted with what we call logic and common sense, which is the kryptonite to liberals. So it was a guy on the street and he had asked a woman, and of course she had blue hair and looked like she hadn't slept in 5 days and was wearing her brother's clothes. He had asked her, well, why can't men have say in the reproductive rights of quote unquote women? She go, because they don't have ovaries and uteruses and stuff like that. And then he brought up the conundrum for her that what about trans men? Can't men have babies too? And don't men have ovaries? And then she was forced in her conundrum to admit, based on liberal logic in the LGBTQ plus AAARP, that a man who identifies, a woman who identifies as a man, does have ovaries, but she still wants to be called a man. So technically a man can give birth to a kid. So technically a man has rights to interfere in women's reproductive systems. Am I right? We find a liberal, and the next time they tell you that a man have no say in a woman's right to choose, you say, well, wait a minute, young lady. This person over here who identifies as a man has every right because she has a uterus or he has a uterus. Can't you see how stupid this is? It's okay to say this when you're in a college campus and you believe this, the lunacy, because nobody's going to check you on it. You don't have to have real jobs. You impress your professor who's a nut job. When you get out in the real world, the conundrums begin to unfold and you begin to look like a lunatic. There is no way in the world that you can have it your way. They want it all kinds of ways. Men can't talk about women, but somehow men can actually be women. men can give birth. And then they have a concept called the gender gap. Well, I thought you were non-binary. What happens to the gender gap of a non-binary person? Can that person say, well, you're not paying me because I'm a woman? Well, you're a non-binary. You're not a woman or a man, remember? So what victim class do you fall in? What happens if they don't pay you what you believe you're worth? Do you now create a new category that women get paid 70 cents on a dollar and non-binary people get paid 60 cents on a dollar? What is it? When you're in college, it makes sense. When you get out in the real world, it doesn't make sense. I'm going to give y'all a joke real quick. It was sent to me by my producer, the Forgotten Man. It was a woman that gets pulled over by a DPS trooper, and she got pulled over in the HOV lane, the carpool lane. And when the cop pulled her over, she had an argument with the cop. She said, I don't believe that this ticket is justified. And, of course, the cop tells her, you know, you clearly are driving in a HOV lane, a carpool lane, and it's only one person in the car. And she tells him, well, you're wrong, sir, because technically I identify as they, them, so I should be able to be in the carpool lane. Now, I just made that whole joke up. A part of it was the joke, and I added the extras on it. But do you see how silly that is? The pronouns and non-binaries. And, you know, I think one of the articles that I have is that I think it's the Navy. They are committed to disciplining their personnel if they intentionally mispronounce somebody. I would argue that we have bigger fish to fry in the United States military than to be worried about what we call pronouns. You know, what world are we creating for ourselves? You cannot pick your own pronouns, because then you cannot gain value with the pronouns that you choose, because you either have a singular personal pronoun or it's either singular or it's plural. And so if you're calling yourself a he, you're a singular person, and therefore you have rights and you should be treated as a singular person. If you begin to call yourself a plurality of persons, they and them, then are you then expected to be treated like a they and a them? Riddle me this. You don't want to be called a singular person, but then you don't want to be treated as a plurality of persons if you're using a pronoun that's meant to be plural. It's the same thing with, you know, God and the Trinity. You know, there's people that argue that God isn't a Trinity. Some people argue that God is a Trinity. But when you look at pronouns, you know, that's when people sometimes make determinations. They say, well, if God is saying they, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, we know that. And there's some theologists that believe that in Genesis 1:26, it says that he made man in his own image, right? God said, let us make man in our own image. Us is plural. Us is not singular. And then obviously people go on to argue, and these are theologists that argue back and forth, that when God, you know, is spoken of in the New Testament, probably everywhere in the New Testament and the Old Testament, it's a singular personal pronoun. It says he, him, his theology, his world, his laws. And then therefore people tend to believe that if you use a singular personal pronoun, it is considering a one person identity. Now, that's on a tangent, and I don't want to go through that with you guys tonight. But however, pronouns actually mean something unless you make them not mean something. And when you're arguing about whether it's a singular person or plurality, you have to then use the English language to determine that. You can't just make it up when you feel like it. In my personal opinion, that opens up the idea that then people are going to demand that you treat them like multiple persons. I'm just saying, just imagine a world where a person say, you know what? I don't feel like I am one person. I feel like I'm a Trinity. It's three of me. Therefore, when you pay me a paycheck, you need to pay all three of us, or whatever you want to say. I can see people actually doing that. That my mind, body, and soul are three different persons. And you can't talk to me. You need to talk to my soul. And if my soul ain't listening to you, then you can talk to me, and then you can talk to this other. And then people are going to go into this idea of lunacy, I believe. You're listening to the Officer Tatum Show. Hold the phone. I want to talk about a guest that was on Dennis Prager's show earlier today that I thought made a phenomenal point. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. As you know, our friend Mike Liddell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. He did not stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike Liddell has done it again, introducing his My Slippers. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last long, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop this. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and out all day long, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click the radio listener's square and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long. So order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com. Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum. I know we beat the abortion topic to a pulp. However, I think there's still some lingering ideas that we need to address. We've already determined, and many of you who are listening believe, that it's so irrational for them to act the way they've been acting. And that we also believe that this is a states' rights issue. And why in the world are people going out and protesting and screaming when the very states that they're screaming and protesting in allows them to have abortions? It is complete stupidity. Now, one thing that we need to address first, and then I'm going to get a couple callers in. But one thing we need to address first is the leak that occurred. Nobody's talking about that. Thank God that Republicans in the Senate wants to pass a bill, and they titled the bill to Stop the Supreme Court Leakers Act. This particular act will seek to imprison people who are found to have leaked court decisions. Or at least let me read the article. It says, in the wake of the leaked draft opinion, that's what it's called, draft opinion is what I was thinking of, the possibility of overturning the Roe v. Wade documents, Republicans want to punish those who leak sensitive information and hold them accountable for their actions. Senator Bill Cassidy, Republican from Louisiana, proposed a new legislation that seeks to punish anyone who is convicted of leaking a pending U.S. Supreme Court draft opinion with fines up to $10,000 and 10 years in prison. I think that is 100% what we should be doing, because that leak led to the continual protest at Supreme Court Justice's house, death threats to them, and also an assassination attempt by an individual who wanted to kill Brett Kavanaugh. There's no way in the world that a person should get away with leaking that type of information. This is our constitutional republic at risk. We cannot trust that Supreme Court justice can make decisions, or at least opinions, draft opinions, not even their actual opinion, but a draft opinion, without fearing for their lives. I got callers calling in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I want to play a clip real quick, and then I'm going to get a caller in. And if you want to call in to add value to this, I want you to comment on it. Roll the clip of Larry Dirty. I call her Larry Dirtyfoot because she do look like the Grinch. She actually looked like Beetlejuice. But Beetlejuice, Lori Dirtyfoot, made a statement that I thought was one of the most disgusting statements I've ever heard about a black man, if you ask me. Roll the clip.
Clarence Thomas, concurrence. He said, thank you. Clarence Thomas.
Oh,
he thinks that we are going to stand idly by when they take our rights.
You dirty foot, slew footed, brain dead. My city is going to burn into the ground. Young black men are getting shot in the head every day. It was just a situation in Chicago just recently. A kid got shot in the head from a drive-by shooting, straight bullets. She's sitting in her dad's car, got struck in a dome, took a dome shot. And you on here screaming, F. Clarence Thomas, for women who want to create genocide against their children. Lord, help me, because I want to blow up. Let me get some callers in. Craig from Tampa, Florida, my man, welcome to the Off Tatum Show.
Man, Officer Tatum, it's so much truth on this show, it didn't cause my blood pressure to go high, and I don't even have high blood pressure, man. Man, I just got to add value. I've never seen a Republican, and correct me if I'm wrong, I've never seen any Republican representative or conservative on a stage dropping the F-bomb. These people are so unprofessional and unhinged, it drives me insane. And even though we have a constitutional republic, these are the same people running around here talking about that conservatives and Republicans are a threat to a democracy, when they're the ones that are unhinged. The Pentagon putting out messages. They don't want to respect the highest court in the land decision of overruling Roe versus Wade. And I want to add one more thing to this, Brandon, because I know you don't got much time. If you notice, all the rulings seem to always turn out to be 6-3. 6-3. It turned out 6-3 with the Second Amendment rights out of New York. It turned out 6-3 with the Roe versus Wade. And it just turned out 6-3 with the coach that was kneeling at the 50-yard line with prayer. It just goes to show you those other three judges are not there to push the law or the Constitution. They are there to uphold the ideology. These people are unhinged, and they are a threat to the constitutional republic. And that's just what I got to say. You can't make this stuff up, man.
Craig, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. I got to get Craig on here for an interview, man. We need to have a whole hour together. I could not agree with him more. These people are crazy, man. This is, you know, I find it very interesting. I don't care what side of the spectrum you sit on. Isn't it interesting that when Republicans do something, it's like every Democrat disagrees? Or when a Democrat do something, every Republican disagrees. And every Democrat vote for a certain bill. You know, these people, either they are not willing to work together because they're immature, or the Democrats are so loony that Republicans can't meet them in the middle. One of the two has to be the case. Republicans aren't, listen, I used to be a Democrat, mind you, unfortunately. But then I realized that the Democrats are not pushing anything that makes sense to help the American people. Why in the flying flip is our border wide open right now? 200,000 people came in last month. That's the most in United States history. We won't have a country without a border. You can't just go in the Canadian border, can you? You can't really just go into Mexico. But you can come in the United States of America. They don't care about you. They want power. They don't care about women's reproductive rights. They ain't said nothing about any of these injuries that occur from abortions. They ain't talking to you about none of these women that want to commit suicide after they didn't have an abortion. They don't care nothing about you. Let me get a couple callers in. Brady from Las Vegas, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Officer Tatum. Hello, Officer Tatum. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Welcome to the show.
Hey, all we hear about is these reproductive rights for women. And basically, if you substitute the word murder, I don't know what reproductive rights has anything to do with abortion. How does abortion have anything to do with reproductive rights? And my second point is, how come in almost 2 weeks now we've been talking about this abortion issue, I haven't heard one station mention the father's rights? They don't ever talk about the guy that got the girl pregnant. Don't you think he should have a say in abortion?
1,000%. Brady, thanks so much for calling in. That's my whole premise. What about the father? Do fathers not matter? Now, let me tell you this. They can show you all the statistics of fatherless homes, that kids are more likely to go to prison, more likely to drop out of school, more likely to commit suicide, more likely to be involved in violence. Fathers matter. But then they don't want to act like fathers matter when it comes to abortions. Because they want the man to get out of the way so they can manipulate the woman into killing the offspring. Do you guys understand? And I know y'all do because y'all are smart. I'm talking about somebody that just jumped over here from somebody else's channel. Do you understand that abortion and Planned Parenthood was created to abort the undesirable, a.k.a. black children? The founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, was a eugenicist and a racist. These people openly hunted down, when I say hunted down, they strive to obtain black women and convince them to abort their children. Why would you abort your children at massive rates? So you will never be a part or have a significant role in the population at hand. If black people continue to murder their children, now I think they've expanded it all the way past black people, but at the time, if black people continue to murder their children, they will never see increases in population like we see Hispanics. Hispanic people are having multiple children. They're having more children than any other race. And if black people were doing the same thing, which we used to, 14 kids, 20 kids, my family come from multiple children. And if they were keeping it up, black people would be 40% of the population, 50% of the population, 60% of the population. And then black people will have voting authority and they wouldn't have to rely on convincing somebody else. Now, we live in a post-racial society, in my personal opinion, but they didn't want black people to be that way. Now black people are doing it on their own. Now the white man don't have to, Margaret Sanger don't have to tell you to abort your kids. You running up in the clinic. Tyrone, you don't even know where he at, but you in the clinic. Oh, Lord, help me. Y'all listen to the Office Tatum Show. Hold the phone. Catch me after the break.
Breaking news and what to make of it. The Officer Tatum Show. Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
I want to continue with the abortion thing. Caller called in and mentioned, what about fathers' rights? It's an incredible statement. Like, it's heartbreaking to me that fathers don't have the rights and these women could just go out and just kill their children, kill y'all's children, not theirs, y'all's. And it's very sad. People are calling in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Let me bring in a caller, Alan from Philly. Welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Hey, Mr. Tatum. Thank you for taking my call. You know what? Always a great show. You know what? You guys speak a lot of truth.
I appreciate that.
So, you know, this issue and father's rights is a big part of this, you know what? But it isn't about father's rights. It's about something different than rights. It's about something stronger than that, that is truly God-given, which is the family. The family is strong. It draws strength from each other, and it's the enemy of the state. It's the enemy of the government. It's the enemy of companies. It's the enemy of productivity, because families draw strength from each other. If you have one single person, a single woman, single man, or anything else, who it doesn't have strong supports around them or anything else, they're easily manipulated. They're easily shaped to whatever companies or governments or whoever want them to do. They're more productive. Women without kids are a lot more beneficial for a company than women with kids, because like you were saying before, whether it's maternity leave or whether it's just time off because they got to take care of their kids. I'm a counseling psychologist that treats these kids, you know, and I worked at this home, you know, in Los Angeles. You know, these girls are 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, and call them what you want. Society called them derelicts because a lot of them are on probation, are troubled parents, troubled families, broken families. And the thing that was laudable is every one of them wanted to keep their babies, and every one of them were getting a lot of support. So there are a lot of supports for them to do that, but companies aren't one of them. Definitely, they're the enemies. And what you said also, suicide and depression, much, much more common in girls, women who have abortions than certainly women who don't.
Alan, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate the insight. You know, when I was a police officer, we used to go to the group homes, and these young women were just lost, man, running around. None of them had a daddy. And it was, you know, I think a woman's paternal instinct, I don't know, maybe it's maternal, one of them, y'all know which one it is. The instinct from a woman is to keep their baby. Like, I feel like this is just, people try to make it out to be what it's not. I think women are peer pressured either through believing that their job is going to be eliminated if they have a baby, or some baby daddy is telling them they can't have the baby and he hate her if she ruined his life, and they feel pressured into doing it. I can't think of a woman that wants to get rid of her baby to some. I mean, I'm talking about that night or that area or that loneliness, or not loneliness, but that position that you're in where you're alone, and that pregnancy test come back, and deep down inside, when you're by yourself and all the noise is out of the way, do women really want to have an abortion? If you can control the environment, you can say, hey, I can have as much money as I want. I can have the man that I want in my dreams. Will you then choose abortion still? And I would argue that many of these women that are here busting out windows and screaming and rolling in the middle of the street and painting stuff on their clothes, they ain't never had an abortion, and they probably wouldn't. It's called virtue signaling. Ladies and gentlemen, a bunch of people are calling in. The phone lines are flooding. Seems like y'all really love this topic. So let me get to a few of you guys. Let me get to Bill from Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome to the Office Tatum Show.
Office. Hi, am I on the air? This is exciting. Yeah, Bill from Ohio. I've been in personal workshops where a counselor and a group, it'd be a group of people, and like a dozen people that are working on themselves. And in the times that I participated in these workshops, there was like at least a half a dozen women when the counselor said about forgiveness, about having an abortion, and they were the six women were like good friends, and they regretted having the abortion. They didn't want the abortion, and most of them were old enough where if they had kept their son or daughter, would have been teenagers in high school, and it was a moving experience. And the last caller is saying that, you know, women don't want abortions. And the women that are, like, painting stuff and whatever, I'm very, very pro-life and supporting. I'm a dad with three daughters, and I wouldn't have wouldn't even thought about it. So, anyways, right, that's my positive thought. So, thank you
awesome.
For
Bill,
taking my call.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much. And, you know, like with my children. There's not one time whatsoever that I thought about an abortion. When my oldest son when his mom was pregnant, we didn't have nothing. I had just graduated college, didn't have a job. You know, I was trying to get a job. I worked some temporary jobs, but I didn't really have nothing stable. She was in college. She was making a scholarship check. I think we can make $1,000 a month. We didn't have nothing to do. I ain't not one time that I think about an abortion. Not one time did I think, I'm going to tell this woman, you need to go have an abortion because we're not ready. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. Let me make the right decision first, and then we'll figure out what's going to happen. If we broke, we broke. You know what I'm saying? We got college degrees. My daddy got stuff going. I can let the family keep the baby until we get on our feet. Ain't not one time that I think to myself that an abortion made sense. Not one time, ever. It bothers me. I got 1 minute. I'm going to try to get one more person in. 1 minute. You got 1 minute. You got to keep it to 1 minute. Mike from Seattle, Washington. Welcome to the Off the Tatum Show. One minute. Now it's about 40 seconds now.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jesus, for President Trump. The lining of the uterus is never the same after an abortion, which is why a lot of women do not have children after an abortion. And also another gigantic mistake that the big-time courts have made is that they pay the jurors $10 an hour for the last 50 years.
Mike, thank you so much for the call. He couldn't be more right. Hey, I don't blame him. Anyway, you listen to the Off the Tatum Show. Hold the phone. I want to hear from you after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Off the Tatum Show. I'm going to get the callers in. A lot of y'all calling in. I want to make sure I get you on the air so you can give your opinion and add value. There's so many people that are adding so much value to the show. There was somebody in particular that I wanted to keep. Okay, let's get Kathleen from Georgia. Kathleen, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hello.
Hey, Kathleen, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. I called in because I became pregnant from failed contraception 34 years ago. And I was offered a choice, and I said, that's not my choice. And the person that I had a relationship decided he married me, he became responsible for that life. And because of that, we have three grandchildren, because of the choice of life.
Hey, man, that is awesome. That is amazing. Three grandchildren from one child, or you have multiple children that gave you children?
No, but they're all from my daughter. She was the easiest child alive. God bless me because of that choice.
Awesome. Kathleen, thank you so much for calling in. What a wonderful blessing. You know, I'm telling you, y'all, I had the same. Well, mine was a little more complicated, you know, but there was a choice to be made. Obviously, y'all know what my choice was. But I can't say that the other person's choice was the same. But through prayer and all of the above, the choice inevitably was made to say yes to life for my son. And it's been he's a blessing. I mean, I couldn't imagine it going any other way. You know, it's funny when people talk about these abortions, like they don't realize those are people. Those are people, you know, just like an apple tree. I like to give the apple tree analogy. When is an apple tree an apple tree? When it starts to produce apples? When it starts to peak above ground? No, it's an apple tree when it's a seed. When it's planted in the ground, it will be unobstructed. It will become an apple tree. Same thing with a kid. After conception, unobstructed is going to be the kid, the people that you see today, the billions of people in the world, were once a clump of cells, quote unquote. Anyway, Chris from Georgia, welcome to the Off-Statement Show.
Hey. I just wanted to say thank you for, kind of voicing an opinion that I've had. I haven't heard anyone talk about, and that's personal responsibility. You pretty much, from seventh grade on, well, I'm an older guy, so from seventh grade we had health education, and we, you know, we pretty much knew how babies were made. And personal responsibility is a big part of it. And, you know, all these people that are, you know, having abortions, they got choices. And, you know, you can choose a whole lot of routes not to get pregnant, or, you know, and it just, it's crazy. It's a human life. You don't go and kill a human life. And the Democrats want to be such hypocrites about it. They want to jump up and down about the school shootings when that has nothing to do with caring about children. If they cared about children, they would not be supporting abortion. Because when you care about children, it's not going after your guns. It's protecting children.
Amen.
Chris, just wanted to say thank you for voicing something I have not heard. And personal responsibility is the big deal. You know how babies are made. So if you don't want to be pregnant, don't have an abortion. Don't have unprotected sex. There's other options for it, but don't kill an innocent life.
Yeah, that's great. Chris, thanks so much for calling in. Just imagine, I want you guys to imagine, what if Albert Einstein's mom didn't have him? What if Ben Carson's mom didn't have him? What if Clarence Thomas' mom didn't have him? I mean, there's so many. I mean, even if your parents didn't have you, look at all the lives that you've been able to touch and create and affect in your existence. You know, we all have a purpose, man. I mean, it just that it really bothers me that people want a double standard, right? They want to have their cake and eat it too. They want to say, oh, we should value life, but then we should get rid of life if we don't want the life. You know, abortion is a murder. It's killing. You've killed your baby. At least if murder is too much for people to say, it's a killing. You've killed your baby. Just admit it. You don't have to lie to yourself, because it's going to come back to haunt you. And I know people who it has come back to haunt them. I know it. People that I've told, don't you go do that, you are going to regret it. It has come back to haunt them. And I'm warning you, young women, I don't care what a man tell you. I don't care what a family member tell you. Do not choose abortion. Give other options a try. You will feel better about it consciously if you give it up for adoption, because it'll go to a family that probably you're blessing that family too. And maybe you can have an open adoption, which I think an open adoption is where you can still have open communication with the people that you give the baby to. Give it to a family member. Work it out. Figure it out. Because it's irreversible killing your child. And you're not going to feel like you killed a child until you have another child. At least it's not going to hit you as hard. Because then when you have another child and that little ultrasound that you went and got the abortion on, when you want the child and you see that ultrasound, and then you see that next ultrasound after that, and then the next one after that, and then the next one after that, you're going to think in your mind, man, what was that first baby going to be like? And then when your child is born and you see the beautiful face and they give you so much joy and happiness, you're going to say, dang, I wonder what my other baby would have been like that I did not give a chance to. And then, you know, when you were saying that we were broke, we didn't have nothing, we didn't have no money, and then 2 years later or 5 years later, you got just as much money as you need, you got all the opportunities you need, and you realize that I could have pushed through a couple years and I would have had everything I thought I needed to take care of that baby. And now I can't go back. You don't want to find yourself in that position. John from North Carolina, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Yeah, Officer Tatum, thank you for taking my call, brother.
My pleasure.
You know, Kathleen called in and said, you know, that she had, you know, had a baby, you know, taking contraceptive and everything, and she decided to do the right thing. Unfortunately, I was on the other end of that. I was with a lady. We ended up pregnant back in 95. I wanted to do the right thing. She chose to go to Kentucky and have an abortion. And to this day, I still feel guilty because I didn't fight her harder on that. You know, and if maybe that story can help someone that's thinking about having an abortion, it's nothing that you forget about. You will remember it for the rest of your life. But on a positive note, Officer Tatum, I'm married to a wonderful woman now. She has given me a kid. He just turned 19, June the 22nd. And I give that boy more love because of my past. And it's just something, being a father is just amazing. It really is. And I thank you for sharing everything that you're sharing on the radio.
I appreciate it, John. That's a beautiful story. You know, it's funny because even my situation, and I have a child, my oldest son is, he'll be 12 in August. And obviously his mom live in another state, you know, which is out of my control. But, you know, it's funny because I'm going to be a better father and I'll be a better mentor to my son when he gets older, because God has given me the experience of having a child out of wedlock where the mom has moved away. You don't get along. You don't see your kid as much as you want to. And then God has given me a wonderful wife that I have access to my youngest son every single day, and I see the things that I missed in my oldest son. So outside of abortions and all of that too, even having children in a situation where you're married and all of the above is the better way to do it, man. Because I get to see my little boy every day, and I love both of my sons the same, but it hurts that I didn't get a chance to wake up every morning and experience my oldest son like that. And you know, God has a silver lining in all of it. It makes me a better father, more committed father now. And it makes me a better mentor to young men. Hold the phone. Catch me after the break.
Brandon Tatum, the left ain't seen nothing yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. This is the last hour, man. This moved by pretty fast. Anyway, I got callers calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Let me get to a few of y'all on the phone. Let's see who is here. Wendy from Ohio, welcome to the Office Tatum Show.
Hi, yes. Derek, go ahead and
say hi. Hi, Officer Tatum.
That's my 8-year-old son, Derek. We are such big fans.
What's up, Derek?
Thank you for having us.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm blessed. Now that I've heard from you, I'm blessed.
Oh, we love you so much. We love your show. We've watched you for years. I'll get right to it because I know we don't have a lot of time. There's a meme circling Facebook, and it says, our government is bold enough to force you to have a kid, but too weak to ensure they make it to recess alive. And I thought that was the most hypocritical thing, one of the most hypocritical things I have ever read in my life. So basically, you're okay with killing your unborn child, but you're not okay with someone coming along and killing them someplace. Like, I just think that's a hypocritical statement. How can you be okay with one but not okay with the other?
Yeah, I think Wendy.
And I wanted your thoughts on that.
Yeah, Wendy, thank you so much for the call. Derek, thank you so much, young man. That was right. That's Derek was his name, correct?
Yeah, Derek. Yeah.
Yeah, also my uncle's name is Derek, so I remember that. So thank you so much for the call. Yeah, my opinions on it is that the liberals are out of control, and they want to find every excuse to justify poor behaviors. I think that as a country, we are here to protect our children in the womb and also at the recess. You know, and there's ways to do both. There's ways to put into place that there's no way in the world that that people should be eliminating their children before they have an opportunity. And also, we can have a security at the school. We can have police officers at the school. We can have schools actually lock the doors, and we can get police officers well-trained, well-equipped, so if something goes astray, they can go in and take care of business. You can walk and chew gum at the same time. The problem is that liberals don't want to do both. They want to make a if or when or what if and all of the other stuff. It's not applicable to this situation. Every single person, and you just heard my last caller with a beautiful son calling in because she chose life. This young man going to grow up and be somebody great. And if she didn't choose that, he wouldn't be here talking to us. And we wouldn't be able to know the great things that he's capable of doing in life. That's why you give them an opportunity. It's not about your selfishness. It's about giving another human being a chance of life. Maybe they can turn it around and do better than you did. That's all I'm saying. It's very simple. Bill from Pennsylvania, welcome to the Office Tatum Show.
Professor Tatum, I just wanted to say that my daughter, my sister-in-law, she contracted rheumatic fever when she was a child. And then when she grew up, she married my brother, had four children, and with her fifth pregnancy, she contracted rheumatic fever again. And the doctor, local doctors, wanted her to send her to Pittsburgh. And she says, well, why are you sending me to Pittsburgh? She says, is this about an abortion? And he says, well, yeah. And she says, well, forget it. I'm having this baby.
Yeah.
Well, that little baby is my granddaughter. And she's in her 30s and has two little babies, boy and a girl.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Bill, thank you for calling in and blessing us with that story. I think these stories should be resonating with a lot of people, and it's just beautiful. You know, it's like I've heard people say that the doctor told them to have an abortion. There was going to be no chance that the baby would survive and all this other stuff. And then they had a beautiful baby, healthy baby, and the baby is now growing up and having babies of her own. You know, it's very interesting to me that the concept of getting rid of your child without giving them an opportunity to live is beyond me. You know, when me and my wife was in the hospital, we almost had to, you know, slap a couple people around because, you know, my wife is type 1 diabetic. We had our young baby Bo, and he's healthy as I don't know what. When he was in the NICU because his blood sugar was low. Normally when, you know, the woman is diabetic, the kid comes out with a slight difficulty regulating blood sugar. And he was totally fine, but the doctors wanted us to keep him in there and told us he ain't going home with y'all. I don't care what y'all think. You should get over it that he ain't going home. And we said the devil is a lie. We're going to have to take him out of here, or I'll use force against one of y'all to take my kid out of here. Which one do you want to deal with, letting us take him, or do you want me to take him and you have a black eye? Which one do you want? And so, but saying that is saying that sometimes these doctors aren't right. Sometimes they have a vested interest in doing whatever they've been taught to do. They don't. Sometimes they don't know how to think outside the box. They were told if this happens, then this is supposed to happen. And I'm telling you, you know, take control of your life. Don't let no doctor tell you to have no abortion. And I know many doctors probably should never tell you or convince you to have an abortion. That's totally outside of ethics, in my opinion. But don't listen to them if they do tell you. Take a chance. Use your gut. Steve. Steve from Virginia, welcome to the Off Tatum Show.
Hi, Brandon. I've been very patiently waiting, and I think I should change what I'm going to say. I want to talk to you about the problems with abortion next Wednesday or Friday or something, okay? What I want to tell you that nobody knows, I went to the 7th floor at the Marriott Hotel at Tyson's Corner with my wife. And at that moment of conception, I said, God, I want a blonde-haired, blue-eyed little girl. And at the breakfast table, I told her, honey, we're having a blue-eyed little girl. She said, oh, shit. I want her.
All right, Steve. Sorry about that, man. You can't cuss on the air. Okay. If I can hold back, you can hold back. Cannot cuss on the air. Let's see. I got 30 seconds. Okay, y'all hold the phone. We'll get to it in the next segment. Be patient with me. I'll get to you, Karen, Dago, and Benny. I'll try to get to you guys after the break. Hold the phone. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show.
The Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Trying to pop, but they will never win. And I'm behind the cross, and you will never find
me. Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
You're fixing all your phonies, you could get behind me.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Officer Tatum Show. Last segment, man, and I'm going home today. Let me get a couple callers in, if I can. Donna from Ohio, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. What do you got?
Good evening. Thanks for taking my call. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I want you to know that in 1977 and in 78, I was pressured to get an abortion. The man I was with and became the father of the rest of my children pressured me. My parents pressured me. I was 17 and then 18. And it didn't really dawn on me. It was a procedure. Planned Parenthood played their role in it. Oh, it's just a procedure. It's a D&C and no big deal. No big deal. So I sit down, didn't think about it, haven't thought about it in 45 and 43 years. I'm watching the Republican National Convention, and they had a speaker on there that had been a nurse and had been involved with Planned Parenthood, and the conviction came over me. I had no idea, you know. I mean, these people don't know what they're talking about, and I don't really think they care, and it's definitely Satan. Satan needs to get behind all of us because the devil is not our friend. Thank you for taking my call.
Amen, Donna. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you bringing a godly perspective in, too, and it's very sad. You know, it's almost like a ticking time bomb. They have young women do this stuff, and then they – it's just a matter of time before it come back and haunt you. And, you know, I have forgiveness for people and I have grace for people as well. And I think that God can forgive you. But listen to people that are telling you now, don't go down that route or you're going to regret it forever. Andrew from Dallas, Texas, welcome to the Off Tatum Show.
Man, I just found you on the radio and can't believe it. But boy, am I happy. I found you about a year ago on YouTube and I've referred so many friends, including my son, who's 42 years old, and he's like you. He's bold. He speaks the truth. He is not ashamed of his place. And he also represents what I think you represent to America, and that is intelligence combined with common sense and a big heart. I just called to bless you and tell you thank you. I'm your biggest fan. And one last thing is I know it's a lot of work to do what you do, and I know you make yourself a target, right? Thank you for
doing
it. Yes,
sir. I appreciate that, Andrew. I really do appreciate that. It feels good when people tell you how much you mean to them and tell you how much they care, because it is hard, man. Target on your back. You listen to people drag you on social media. Sometimes family members don't want to talk to you. Friends abandon you. But at the end of the day, I have the Lord Jesus and I have y'all. So I appreciate all of y'all calling in. I love you. Continue to watch the show. Tell your friends about the show. You're listening to The Officer Tatum Show. If you're first time listening, I'll catch y'all tomorrow. I'm out.
Making a difference in this culture war. Officer Tatum Show.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for joining this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Good Ranchers. If you're interested, you want more information, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum to get more information.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.